They left Shirley Tilson in her apartment. She wasn't going to be able to ascend the 14 floors necessary. As they climbed, neither talked. They needed to get out of the stairwell as quickly as possible. If a police officer found them in there, Carrie would be detained. Skeeter might even be held for aiding and abetting. He wasn't too worried about that, though. He was more concerned about being stuck in jail somewhere that friends of the dogs or the mob could get at him. They had just passed the 8th floor when a door opened into the stairwell far below. Multiple voices traveled upward before the footfalls started. Skeeter wanted to stop and look, to see if he could count how many were coming, but doing so meant someone might be able to see him. He leaned against the wall and whispered, "Hurry!" Carrie did so, but this caused her to trip on the next lunge upward. As she fell, her hands slapped the stair in front of her, and she expelled a large whoosh of air. Hoping not to slow their climb, Skeeter wrapped an arm around her waist and lifted her back to her feet. The two of them hurried, silently as they could. "Is someone up there?" a voice hollered from below. They continued up the next flight. "Hello?" the voice hollered again. "Who's up there?" Skeeter stopped Carrie at the 10th floor and held his finger to his lips. Below, a voice said, "Hey, Metcalf, are you still up on 17? A radio squawked before Officer Metcalf replied, "Yeah! Someone in the east stairwell. Start down, will you? Let's see who this is. I'm on my way." As quietly as he could, Skeeter opened the door to the 10th floor and pushed Carrie into the hallway. From below, boots ran up the stairwell. Above Skeeter, a door clanged open. "Whoever's down there," Officer Metcalf shouted, "if you know what's good for you, step out where we can see you." Skeeter pulled the door closed behind him. Then he turned to Carrie, who watched him with evident fear. "Run!" They sprinted along the corridor, then turned into the west hallway. They ran the rest of the 10th floor. When they arrived at the opposite end, Skeeter leaned a shoulder into the door, and it popped open into the stairwell. Once Carrie was clear, Skeeter spun and pushed the door closed. "Up," he said. "Don't stop until you get to the 16th. The two of them rushed up the stairs as if their freedom depended on it.